it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Ohtani against Banks, and the first pitch is popped up. Shallow right coming on is Castellanos. He's waiting, and the ball game is over as Castellanos makes the grab. Ohtani makes the final out, and there will be one more game for the Phillies at least as they beat the Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. An 8-2 final as they survive and send it to game four.
We have ourselves a series. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Hugh Douglas, yesterday you believed the Phillies would do it, and they went out there behind Aaron Nola, behind Ranger Suarez, behind the top three in the lineup. A team effort. Topper hit all the right buttons, and this thing isn't dead yet. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, this is a prime example of where you should never let the naysayers talk you off your spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of negative people that called into this show yesterday, making fun of me, talking about how can you talk about, you know, some powdered blues making somebody play different. Now, what I'm about to say is not meant to be disrespectful, but it's the truth.
Here we go.
Like, athletes vibrate, or former athletes, I should say, they vibrate on a different level. And I'm even talking about the ones that played in high school, in college. I'm talking about all athletes.
High school, me too?
Yes.
Wow.
And
I'm included.
We know what it is to have certain motivations, like school colors or pride and things like that. So don't never let anybody talk you off your square, people.
Yeah?
Never.
Okay.
Let's go do this again.
Let's go, Hugh. We got ourselves a victory. Phillies 8 and the Dodgers 2. We got a lot of credit to give out today because the Phillies, they didn't just stave off elimination. For me last night,
they made a statement.
They made a statement, we're not going down like this. And they did it last night through every aspect of the game. Let's start with the manager because Rob Thomson has been, let's just call it for what it is, a punching bag in this city. And I've been taking a lot of shots the last couple days.
Yes, you have.
It worked. That point to Topper last night, his pitching plan worked to perfection. Aaron Nola was awesome. And clearly Aaron Nola knew the plan because I haven't seen Aaron Nola popping 95 for two straight innings
like that. Hey, we got to get it done. Got to get her done.
And he told him, listen,
all hands on deck.
I'm only asking you to get one time through the order. So you just empty the tank. And Nola emptied the tank. He was awesome. They go to Ranger, and there was the home run from Edmund, the first batter. It was like, uh-oh. But then Ranger Suarez settled down. Of course Ranger Suarez settled down. Listen to this. After last night, Ranger Suarez now has pitched 42 2/3 innings in the postseason. Hugh Douglas, in the last 100 years of Major League Baseball, I give to you the top four ERA guys in Major League Baseball in the postseason with at least 40 innings pitched. You'll know these names. Rivera, Koufax, Strasburg, and Ranger Suarez. That's how good this guy is in the postseason. He is lights out, ice in his veins. And then, Hugh, you've been asking for it. We all have the bats, the big ones. They showed up last night. A combined 9 times on base, a pair of home runs, running the bases, stolen bases, extra bases. And, of course, this all started with the Schwarber home run to right field that ignited this thing. Hugh was everyone. It was the pitching. It was the hitting. It was the top of the order. It was the bottom of the order. It was the manager. Hugh Douglas, they did it. They did it last night. And you know what they did? They brought me back. Because yesterday I said I had hope they could do it, but I needed something to fully believe they can make this comeback. They brought me back. I am fully bought in, back in. Let's go, Phils. Get this one tonight and bring this thing back to Philadelphia. Hugh, how you feeling this morning?
I never left, Joe.
There it is.
I never left.
There it is.
I hate to be the guy to talk about, you know, I told you so. But, you know, sometimes you have to believe. And a lot of times, belief, when you have belief for something, I'm preaching today.
I'm on my pulpit. The great reverend. Reverend has arrived.
But when you have a belief in something, man, sometimes it's not based in stuff that's tangible.
Yeah.
It's just based in your faith and feeling. And last night, well, yesterday, I should say, driving in, I had a feeling. Because, like I said, athletes vibrate on a different level. And when those folks were calling yesterday, I'm taking shots at the U people and all that. Yeah, I'm doing that today. Yeah, that's what I'm doing because today is my day. When they take shots at you, you just have to stay. You got to stay steadfast, man. And you can't waver in your beliefs.
It's about you.
It's always about you. It's
a little bit.
The Phillies just had one of the great wins in years. And it's about you.
No, because I tried to tell y'all yesterday, and y'all wanted you wanted facts. You wanted something tangible.
Well,
couldn't give it to you.
Well, that's true.
You couldn't give it to you.
You couldn't do that.
I just had my belief in my face. But I will say this. As long as I've been here, I've been trying to tell y'all for the longest that I vibrate on a different level. I have a third eye. And sometimes,
can we get to the game, please?
Are we going
to
do this for 4 hours?
What are you doing?
4 hours?
I'm just trying to tell
Nobody
y'all.
Nobody cares.
Y'all need to start listening to me. Bottom line is this. Y'all need to start listening to me.
All right.
Because I know what I'm talking about.
Are you done now?
All right, they're fine.
215-592.
How about those Phillies?
All right. Let's hear from the manager last night who had been getting beat up around here. He had himself a great night. He gave credit to his lineup for waking up. Here's Topper after the game.
Fourth inning there. You guys don't have a hit yet. They just took the lead. How big is that Schwarber home run? And can one swing in a short series like that kind of turn everything around?
Yeah, it could. And we'll see about the rest of the series. But, certainly we had... I thought we had hit some balls hard prior to that, too. Some balls deep, almost to the wall, to the warning track. So we're on Yamamoto decent, but I did think we had good at-bats. The lineup woke up.
Well, they did. I mean, they didn't just wake up. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into when you score 8 runs. But here, the Schwarber home run, the first home run. They are down 1-0. Edmund hit the home run off of Ranger. The Schwarber home run, I thought, just woke everyone up in that dugout. It ignited them, and it was like, oh, okay, we're not going to go out with a whimper here. We're going to fight tonight.
That ball was in the air forever.
My goodness.
That's what I remember about that. That ball was in the air forever.
Yep.
So much so that was it, Jeff Francoeur and the other guy, they had to, like, it was like filler until they actually saw where the ball landed. That was phenomenal. You know, big game, big-time players do big-time things, man. And that was sorely needed. And you could just tell when he hit that, the look on his face, they were ready to go.
Yeah, they were. It ignited them last night. Big-time players step up in big-time games. The Phillies got it from all three of the top guys in the lineup last night. 3 hits for Trey Turner, 2 home runs for Kyle Schwarber. What's the matter?
Bryce Harper.
No one cares about your parlay, man. Not now.
No,
not
I'm just
right
now. Bryce Harper messed up my parlay.
Is this the me segment?
No, I'm just saying.
Bryce Harper got on base 3 times last night.
I'm not mad at him, and I'm not taking shots at him.
We're about to be mad at you if this continues.
No, but I'm just saying, dog. You couldn't hit it. You couldn't hit one out of the park.
He was on base three times.
You couldn't hit one out of the park.
He was on base.
That was $100. I could have made $100 less.
Again, no one cares.
We got a huge win last night.
I can't take this.
Your wallet is not part of the equation here.
I just had the 2 home runs. Yeah, I just had one of the wrong people.
Well, you did.
He's going to go ya-ya tonight.
Bryce on base 3 times and some wild base running, which at first I'm like, Bryce, what are you doing? And then obviously it worked out as he gets home and gets that rally going with 3 runs in the 4th inning. Let's hear Bryce after the game talking about, these kind of situations where a series can shift very quickly.
I just don't buy into the past failures of series. I really don't. I mean, the last 2 years we got beat, plain and simple. Mets were a better team that series. Arizona, obviously, we beat ourselves a couple times when we were in Arizona. And they came out in Philly and they, beat us. And that's kind of the way the game works. So right now we're got to go 1-0. Each day, got to go 1-0. I've seen it multiple times in multiple series and multiple sports. It happened. Obviously, that's a great team over there, and they're going to do everything they can in their power to win and win at home. But we just got to go 1-0 and have some fun and smile, laugh, enjoy the moment. I think that's the biggest thing, too, man, is enjoying the moment because not every year you can play in the postseason. Obviously, our biggest goal and ultimate goal is to win a World Series every time you get into spring training, just like any other team. That's still got to be the same mindset, same ultimate goal of doing that. Facing a tough pitcher, we're looking forward to it, and what an opportunity to come in here to Dodger Stadium and play a game.
Man, these short series could seesaw so fast, Hugh, because one loss you feel like crap, one win you feel like the world is back, right? And that's where we're at right now. After game 2, it's uphill climb. They're down 0-2. They got to win 3 in a row, and then Just win one like they did last night, and you wake up saying, you're like, wait a second. We win one more baseball game, and this thing's back here for a do or die on Saturday night. The whole mentality, the whole feeling shifts so fast.
Yeah, and it starts with that one, just like you said, Joe. And now the pressure's on the Dodgers.
Yes.
That park was loud. It was boisterous. And you know what is funny? Castellanos might have been onto something. You know, as far as playing at home and then going on the road, because they looked different.
They looked looser.
The mistakes that they made here, they didn't make those. The Dodgers made those mistakes as the game went through.
I agree.
Went on.
I think maybe it was best for them to get away.
Yeah.
The only issue is if they win tonight, we got to
come out. Well, you got to like listen.
They got to play here Saturday.
You got one more day.
Yep.
To exercise those demons, because when you come back to Philadelphia, I'm speaking it into existence because I think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. When you come back to Philadelphia, you got to let that go, man. You got to let that go because if you get past this, then I'm not going to say it's easy selling, but you've been battle tested at this point.
No question.
You've been battle tested.
Well, what they did last night was they flipped the script, they changed the series, and they got themselves in position tonight with the pitching advantage on their side tonight. I will take Sanchez over Glass now. Now he's got to go do it, but on paper, they have the advantage tonight in the starting pitching. We got a real chance now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phils take an 8-2 victory from the Dodgers?
Yep. So, unlike most people, I never left. Never lost faith in this team.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, gotcha.
Now, well, you know, I think Hugh should be thanking us.
Why?
Because what's clear to me is that the power of negativity has worked.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's my spin.
We were so mad at them, they played better.
Is that what it is? Yeah. No, I think it was because
but,
I believed in them.
So that was, like, the one thing that I needed to see was not just a win. I needed to see a win off the backs of Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner. Like the big guys.
The big three.
The guys who we were ripping this entire, after the first two games, deservedly so, for not coming through. The one thing that can change my attitude in the series was a big win like that, like a statement win, winning 8-2, and the last run doesn't even count because it was Taijuan Walker. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and Trey Turner stepped up, and that, like, if I can feel like today that we've awoken a sleeping giant in that top part of the order, and then we have Sanchez on the mound tonight, and against Glasgow, who we found out was his name yesterday.
Gal, now, whatever, yeah.
I feel really good.
I do, too.
I feel really good because now it's one win and we're back at Citizens Bank Park.
Yes.
Like, I'm diving in head first, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. 215-592-9495. The Phillies pulled you back in. Let's react. Let's celebrate today as the Phils win game number three. Let's start off with the guy yesterday that was literally giving our listeners goosebumps listening yesterday. Will in the Northeast. What's up, buddy?
Oh, baby. What a wonderful day. Hey, Hugh.
No.
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh.
Yes.
We believed, baby.
We believed.
We believed, baby.
Yes.
Guess what, man? I'm going to have a come to Jesus moment myself, right? When they all doubted us and counted us out, right?
Yes.
Guess who counted us in? God, baby.
God did. You heard
me. God is good, Hugh.
Hey, all listen, baby. Hey, Kyle, yeah, I'm going to bring him in because he needs to be present right now. So guess what? Come on, Kyle, give it to me, baby.
Give it to him, Kyle.
Listen, baby, when everybody thought it was over, when they was popping champagne over there, guess what? They got ghost up and left the door. And guess who's coming through, baby? The Broad Street Bully. And like I say, all our team is on Broad Street, and we are bullies. So guess what? Y'all got another thing coming. Now, the battle is on. Let the best team win. But guess what? We bringing it back to Philly, baby. We ain't come this far. I told everybody yesterday the journey starts. I asked yesterday, do y'all want to become history or do y'all want to make history? And guess what? They answered the call, baby. They said, yeah, we want to make history. So guess what? The history is about to be made. We got two more games, baby. And guess what? If we get body shot badges, ain't nobody else standing in our way. Because these are the best two teams in the baseball league. So guess what? Get rid of these Dodgers, and guess what? We're going straight to the World Series, and we're winning it. Because all these other teams is kept. So all I want to say is keep the focus. Everybody on back. Everybody on pitches. Everybody still impatient. Everybody doing the same thing that worked last night. That's what's going to win us and take us to the World Series. So all I'm about to say is let's go. P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. Let's go, Bullies!
There we go, Will. Man, Will's on it.
Yeah, he hyped.
And Will, I don't know if Will saw it or knows about it, but yesterday a listener sent us a video he took of himself in his car with literal goosebumps on his arms as he listened to the Will in the Northeast Bumble.
Will do to you.
Will's awesome. And he's on it right now as the Phillies win 8-2 behind just excellence. Excellent managing last night. Excellent pitching. And I love that Nola stepped up and did it. And the plan worked. I mean, Topper deserves a lot of credit. For all that we beat him up, for all I beat him up, his plan last night worked to perfection. And, of course, the bats stepped up. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. The best moments. A little Phillies 8, Dodgers 2 montage. How it sounded last night on WIP.
The Phillies in an 0-2 hole, headed on the road. It's only about winning one game tonight.
Scoreless, bottom of the first. Mookie Betts, second man up here against Nola.
The windup, and again the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a little liner into center, coming on Marsh towards left center. Right center, and he dives, and he can't get it. It goes by him, and goes to the wall. Betts off to the races. He'll round second. He's heading for third, and he's in there with a triple. It was out of the reach of Brandon Marsh, and a full-out dive. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball got him. And for Nola, that's strikeout number 3 through the first couple of innings. A 1-2-3 second, and it's on to the third at Dodger Stadium. Still scoreless. And the first pitch from Ranger is swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Kepler is back, looking up, and that is gone. 1-0 Dodgers, the first pitch thrown by Ranger Suarez. Tommy Edman hits it out.
He's from the right side. That ball's crushed. Deep to right field. Hernandez doesn't even move. It is long gone. It's off the roof of the pavilion in right field. Kyle Schwarber, his first postseason home run of the year. The Phillies tie it up at 1. Swing and a line drive back toward the middle. Spinning into center field, a base hit. Harper's going around second, heading to third. Pájez's his throw. It's off the glove of Muncy. And it goes into the Dodgers dugout. Harper will score. Boehm will go to third. And the Phillies have taken the lead. It's 2-1. The pitch hit in the air to left field. It's hit pretty deep. Hernandez going back. He's under it. Tagging at third is Boehm. Sacrifice fly for Brandon Marsh. And the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, left field. It's deep. Kepler is back at the track, at the wall. He makes the catch in front of the scoreboard. A 1-2-3 seventh inning, and what a performance for Ranger Suarez tonight.
And it's swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep. Going back to the new center fielder, Dean. He's looking up, and it is gone. And JT has hit one out to left center. And the Phillies with a 4-1 lead here at the top of the eighth inning as Real Muto hammers the pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
Swung on, little bloop into right center field. It's a base hit. One run will score. Castellanos coming around third. He'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Turner. And it's a three-run eighth inning for the Phillies, who now lead it 6-1.
Now Kyle Schwarber. And he swings and hits one high in the air to right. It's pretty deep. Hernandez back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! It clears! And it's a two-run home run for Kyle Schwarber. And a two-homer night here in Game 3.
Let's go!
Here's Ohtani against Banks. And the first pitch is popped up. Shallow right. Coming on is Castellanos. He's waiting. And the ball game is over as Castellanos makes the grab. Ohtani makes the final out. And there will be one more game for the Phillies at least as they beat the Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles, an 8-2 final.
You know, we didn't just get a win last night. You know, we got there, we got big game performances, and we got big game Scott Fransky. I heard it in some of those calls.
Yeah, man, it was a special night. It just felt like it was a special night, especially going into that hostile environment like it was. You saw Magic Johnson was there. Who was it? Was it Sandy Koufax was in the stands or something?
You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't realize Sandy was still with us.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He still looks good, doesn't he? 89 years old? If I'd asked you yesterday, is Sandy Koufax still with us, would you have said yes or no?
Damn, Joe.
I didn't know he was here. He looked great for 89.
To be
you
fair.
Might beat him to the finish line.
No, Sandy's still looking good. Looks better than you.
I was not. That's not. I was. Damn, Joe. Really?
I'm being totally honest. I was surprised. I was like, oh, wow, that's right. He still is with us.
You still here, old man?
Sandy debuted in 1955. He's been in the Hall of Fame for 50 years.
Jesus.
I know.
It's like people in the YouTube chat are like, whoa, that's you? Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like.
And then but Sandy, you're like, wow.
Wow, he looks good. I was like, wait, how old is he? It was amazing.
Well, how are you, like 70? 80?
He's 89.
It's a long-ass time to be here.
Looks good for 89.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I probably won't be around at 89, let alone look that good. I don't look that good now. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day two for men.
That's exactly what. Oh, we got a big day today, Chris. Big day.
Three, Chris.
Don't forget the Flyers, Chris. Opening down in Florida.
Day.
That's right.
Who's that?
The Panthers, yeah. Sunrise, Florida, yeah. Chris. Come on now.
I hear you. Hugh, you're welcome.
I like how you spin this.
We're all about accountability.
Right.
So what we were doing yesterday, so Kyle and I and Joe, we were just holding the players and Topper accountable. So you're welcome.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, and before we get into this, let's just remind everybody, the villain here is the idiots on those you people. So you people are just, you know, they're just plain dumb. So that's the villains here. But you know what? Let's do what we do, man. Kyle, let's do our thing. Hit it!
Oh, we got to go back to back with the music? No.
Just go. What? Damn. Kyle being mean.
Kyle, hit it! All right, I don't need the music. Because you know what, guys? Here's what's going to happen. First of all, we're going to start and do our thing because the Phillies are do or die. And we're fighting to keep our World Series championship dreams alive. I need them to understand a few things, though. Since the opening day on March 27th, we have lived and died through 165 games and counting, and we pack CBP and spend our hard-earned money to show our love and support. We're not a fair-weather fan base. We are passionate, at times a bit emotional, but we are Foxhole fans.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
throw hands the second an outsider tries to throw shade on you. Tonight, go dominate the way we know you can. Walk into Dodgers Stadium and tear their hearts out. Show them they mess with the wrong one. Show them they mess with the wrong city. Finish the work, bring it back to the bank, and we will impose their final judgment. Then later tonight, we take a trip up to the cesspool in East Rutherford, home of the New Jersey Giants. But guys, this isn't about them. This is about our Eagles. The message needs to be clear to the team. Wake up. Stop sleepwalking around. It's week six, so pull your heads out of your ass. It's time to remind everyone who we are. This Giants team sees you on the ropes. They think they are going to be able to sucker punch you. Let them find out we're not the one. From the second of the game until the final second ticks off the clock, beat their asses into the ground. Be relentless. Be ruthless. Be the alpha. Be Philadelphia. Ring the bell. Let's go. Eagles!
Chris, appreciate you.
Kind of messed up.
That was, that was for you people.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to go back to back there with the music. I agree.
Yeah. That was it.
You know, it's not easy to go back to back.
It's not easy.
It was a production decision and you know, you people needed the win.
215-592-9494. Rhea will join us next. Her take on the game, the series, and your calls. Have the Phillies pulled you back in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The windup in the 1-0 pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep, going back to the new center fielder, Dean, he's looking up, and it is gone, and JT has hit one out to left center, and the Phillies with a 4-1 lead here in the top of the eighth inning as Real Muto hammers the pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
The exclamation point last night as the Phillies took a 3-1 lead and pulled away from the Dodgers. Welcome
Poor
back.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
No one said in Philly.
Yeah,
today.
He'll be fine. He's got a ring, Hall of Fame. Let's beat him around the last time he's in. All right. Welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jillian, joining us right now, as she does every week. Rhea Hughes. Rhea, what a great night last night.
That was an outstanding night. Is this an I told you so, Hugh Douglas
well,
day?
Well, it's becoming that. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, Rhea.
He hit
was
it from
one.
Us pre-show, though. We didn't realize he was going to peacock
in here.
No, I was
the one that when I heard the powder blue outfits, they're going to wear them. I was like, you know what? This might be a special night.
This as soon as I woke up this morning, I said, and I know, you know, I'm coming on with you guys every Thursday. I said, it's going to be, I don't think I've ever been here for an I told you so.
Yeah.
Hugh. So I was very excited about
so
it.
So usually saying. When this happens, it's against either me or Kyle or both of us. Yes. This one is against the people because I think
saying.
People were annoyed that Hugh thought the powder blues could make any difference.
Yeah, because I kept telling Rhea, it doesn't have to have rhyme or reason. It's the feeling that you get. When you put on a nice uniform and you think about the history of
when
the Phillies.
When you put on nice clothes.
Yes.
When you put feel on a new different. Fit, new kicks, you're
sure.
Like, I feel better.
It's almost like the first day of school. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
When you go to school
oh, yeah.
And you lay your fit out the night before
oh,
and you
yeah.
Be like, ooh, I'm going to kill
well,
them tomorrow.
Well, you're talking to somebody who went to Catholic school for 12
yeah,
years.
Ooh,
it was
man,
the same
yeah,
thing
but
every year.
Yeah, it's just like, but you know, when you go to school and you got a brand new pair of Jordans on, if you got the new starter jacket.
Oh, yeah.
For the first day, you're like, ooh, I'm going to kill them with that outfit. And you go there, the first day of school, you get a test and you get an A. Boom. That's what it's about.
It took four innings for that fit to,
yeah, it did,
you know.
It did, kinda, it did, but they fought hard. They were fighting.
My
they were
favorite
fighting.
Part of the Schwarber, you know, home run, besides, you know, went, I don't think it's landed yet, mm-hmm. is Yamamoto's response.
Yes.
The scream.
He was frustrated.
He was upset. And I went, ooh, see, that's where you think, does it turn on that moment?
Well, you get, because you're getting ahead at that
yeah.
point. You're getting
yeah.
ahead.
Well, they let the Phillies hitters wake up. I mean, yeah. that's what happened last. And if it was just one of them, I'd be happy. But it was all three of them.
All
I mean,
of them.
Turner had three hits. Yeah. Harper had
Boehm,
two hits. Boehm.
Trey.
And obviously, Schwarber, you know, with the yeah. two home runs. And even JT at the bottom yep. of the order, middle of the order. That was big. And look, there's a lot to talk about from the game. Rhea, I thought an underrated part with that when they pulled away in the eighth inning is they didn't have to use Duran last night.
No,
and I think
huge.
I'm actually pretty positive that if the score had stayed 3-1, he was using him for two innings last night.
Oh, I wanted him in like the sixth inning.
Me too.
Before the game. I said, if it's within one,
yep.
put him in.
So not using him for two last night tells me he could go two tonight.
Yes.
It really, the way that, the game was probably going to be a win anyway, but they have a better chance to win tonight because they pulled away in the eighth inning.
And as you know, I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan, but I got to give him his love
yeah.
today. I mean, it was brilliant. It was, you know, it looked a little shaky, not because of Aaron in the first inning. Marsh misplayed the ball.
Yep.
So, you know, he's on a trip. Him freezing Will Smith was like, that was vintage Aaron
Nola.
That
was a beautiful curveball.
I replayed it like six times.
That was vintage.
So pretty.
It felt like 2018.
Yeah,
yeah,
I went, okay, all right. And then comes in and he's, Edelman's 1-20 against Aaron Nola. But I know they didn't want to bring, but and then Ranger, the double play. Was just
that was a big moment.
That was
yeah.
huge. I mean that was very big because it was only 3-1 at that point.
Yeah, and the it felt like the Dodgers were about to get to him. But you're right about Topper. Look, he had a tough first two games. I mean,
yeah.
I thought we all hated the bunt, but
yeah.
it worked. Like he had a plan, yeah. and I think it made a difference that Nola knew the plan because I thought he was emptying the tank. Like I haven't seen
yeah.
Nola throw 95
in a long time.
So he must
he
have
knew
known
what it was
exactly. Like give me two innings or what you know nine batters, eight
I'll
batters.
I'll let my arm fall off.
I'll get you out of the game.
yeah.
It worked. And then
yeah.
Ranger is just there's ice in that guy's veins.
Just deadly.
I love him.
Yeah.
I know we've talked a lot about him this year, and he's a free agent. I want him on this baseball team.
He's been here since he was like 14.
Yes,
he's literally, didn't they get him when he was like 16?
Yeah, and this guy's got a 1.4 ERA in the playoffs. He's awesome.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So it was just, I was glad they didn't go down with a whimper.
Me too.
Because it would have just completely changed how I felt about them.
Yeah, for all of us. Yeah. I mean, yesterday, Hugh, is basically everyone throwing dirt on their legacies here, and now they at least give us something to feel good about.
Yes,
they
do. We've sent the priest home.
Yes, they did. Everybody but me. And this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive BetMat technology to find your perfect mattress. I didn't throw dirt on them, though. Just wanted to sit there and say
I had the priest on speed dial.
Yeah, we all
just say that.
No, it was.
You
I'm
were throwing
mad.
A little bit of dirt on Bryce Harper yesterday.
Bryce made me mad talking about. Well, he was right about the pitcher, by the way. I got to give him props for that. He was right about Ranger.
I heard you talking about that. You do know he's the assistant GM.
Well, since you say it like that, then I apologize.
Run everything by him. Come on.
No, it was just yesterday for you to have the stat line that you had, for you to have so much to say about the pitch. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I do understand that, you know, you have a lot of pull around here.
Oh, yeah.
But you also have to be that guy that you were yesterday. Even though you didn't hit a home run, you did a really, really good job.
Oh, he's aggressive. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
That was the ultimate Bryce Harper base running, because like, no. All right.
I'm screaming at the TV. Oh, no. Okay,
what was Joe describing it? He runs like what'd you say, Joe? He's drunk.
Yeah, he runs the base like he's drunk. He does. But sometimes you make it home. Like, right? He made it home.
We've all run home drunk at some point, especially Hugh Douglas.
Last night, Bryce made it home. When that ball went in, and that was huge because that allowed Bohm to get to third,
exactly.
And then the third run scored on the fly ball.
And the thing is, that fifth inning, I mean, the eighth inning where they scored five runs where, you know, Dave Robbins, what he did to Clayton Kershaw. Thank you,
Clayton. You're the pinata tonight. Just take one for the team, buddy.
That was a sad.
Do that to
sad.
A Hall of Famer. I actually felt bad, but only for like briefly. And I went, okay, keep tacking on runs. What was that? Wait, I was about to say.
Dave Roberts, eighth inning.
Yeah, it was
tacking on runs. We'll come back.
No, it was the their base running.
Oh yes,
their base running was very good.
When Turner didn't go and Schwarber thought he was going to go and he got picked off at first.
Yeah, that. I mean, they're still not real tight around the bases.
Yeah.
But when you score eight runs, it kind of masks a lot of problems.
Well, and you know, they hadn't hit a home run in a playoff game since game two of last year against the Mets. They need home runs. That's how the team is built, and they hit them last night. Julie is in Swedesboro on WIP. Hey, Julie.
Julie.
Well, good morning, guys. Let me get a speaker. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Boston. I went to a Phillies bar in Boston last night to watch the game, and it was awesome. If I couldn't be in Philly, was happy to be there. And Hugh,
yes.
Your powder blue magic, it is a thing. Did you see the stat on MLB Network they posted last night? The Phillies have a higher winning percentage throughout the season wearing the powder blues than any other jersey.
Well, thank you. I have vision, and I didn't even know that, but I knew it was something. thanks a lot, Kyle. Kyle just
gave
me the number one.
They have to get permission for tonight, right?
Kyle gave me the number one.
So Topper said they didn't even pack the grays, so they got to wear the blue ones again.
What are they going to do?
I guess they wash and dry and get them ready to go.
Get them ready to go.
Yeah.
They bring the washing person. They do, don't they?
Hold on a second.
They have
it's
a washing
called the equipment manager.
I couldn't remember.
You've lived in locker rooms your whole life.
The washing person.
Well, the equipment manager probably go to the Dodgers and they'll probably use their stuff. But they're going to wash the equipment.
Yeah, I'm sure the Dodgers let them use the washing machine.
Yeah, the washing machine.
You have such a way with words.
They have to go to the dry cleaners.
I am such a
wordsmith. Now I'm imagining the equipment manager going to a dry cleaners in Los Angeles.
As we speak.
Excuse me, can we wash 26 uniforms?
Can we just buy it for like 3 hours?
Do you think that's the one where it's a self-folding or someone folds them for them too?
I think they do this. I think they do the folding people, because you know it's a certain kind of
washing
detergent.
People and folding people.
It's a certain kind of detergent and fabric softener that you have to use on that material, because if you don't, you will mess it up.
Sure, of course. I mean that's just the way this works. Go ahead, Julie.
You want it to smell good too.
I'll be honest. I didn't think we'd be talking about laundry detergent and dishwashing.
Julie, I did. Unfortunately, I knew we'd get here by accident. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but last night was awesome. Like, I was in a deep depression after Monday night, but I never gave up the faith. I really, I always believed. It just took me until yesterday afternoon to really, really get back in it. I didn't listen to your show yesterday, but I saw the clips that were posted on Instagram of you, Joe, talking about how the times it bounced back and Hugh with the powder blues, and it just got me all fired up. And last night was awesome. Watching Schwarber's first home run reminded me of Matt Stairs' home run back in 08, just, you know, how deep, like, it was just like a game-turning moment. Like, I thought the same thing, Rhea, that as soon as he hit that home run, I'm like, okay, like, that got things, this is going to get things going. And it did. And Rangers, you know, has ice in his veins, like we've all talked about before. I'm feeling good going into game four. I'm just pumped. Yeah, go Phils. Let's do this. Let's bring it back home.
Let's do it, Julie. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Yeah, they needed home runs. They needed, but it was the moment because they had just gone down 1-0. Like, it was just, they needed that moment there to, before the Dodgers got more runs.
Well,
it was just so important.
Coming right back with it. That was what made a huge difference. You went, because you went, oh God, no, they're up 1-0. Yeah. This could be deadly. And he just went, and I went, okay, all
right. Let's
like
go.
I said, we're all back in based on new information.
Yes, and the new information is they woke up. Their hitters woke up. And, of course, now they get to go to the laundromat today, Hugh, and wash those uniforms.
Wash those uniforms. Yep. Put them back on tonight.
With the washing person.
Yes. The washing person.
And don't forget the folding person, because that's
the folding person.
Person's
that
really
you
important.
You got to tip them? And,
yeah, that's a two-man job, because you got to do the socks. You got to make sure you separate the powder blues from the socks.
You don't want to get them
You don't want that powder blue to get bleed off into those socks.
Of course not. I mean, that would be totally embarrassing.
You definitely want to do that.
As the poor equipment managers.
How many loads you think they do at a time?
Well, you got like, 26 players. The coaches are
so
in uniform.
Like, that's probably like 10 loads.
10 loads?
Like, I'm talking about 10.
The game starts at 6 tonight.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Hopefully
you better.
They started
that's
early.
That's three local times.
No, I'm just saying, you better get an industrial washer in. You got to get a big time washer.
I'm imagining the equipment manager calling to every laundromat in Los Angeles. Hey, do you, how many loads can we fit at
once? How many loads can you handle at one time?
And then you show up with Phillies uniforms, and they're like, I don't think so.
That didn't sound
Anthony at Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony? What are you doing?
What's going on? Hey, Rhea, how you doing?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you.
Yo.
I still believe
that someday you and me
will find ourselves
in love again. That's Rhea. That's Rhea's fault. Rhea, that's your fault. You bring it out. You bring it out of everybody.
Yes.
Anthony, buddy, what are we feeling?
Hey, Joe, you like that?
Love it. Love that last night, Anthony. That was awesome.
Hey, man, I think, man, every show needs to start with Will and Will giving the people goosebumps, man. Hey, Chris, man, you got to move around, man. No music for you no more, man. It's just Will, man.
That was wrong, Kyle did that. No, it's not. We got call on call of crime.
Well, listen, Will is taking over the top spot right now. And that pump up speech was amazing yesterday, Anthony. You're right. I mean, that was a real goosebumps.
We need to get Will for the Phillies and Eagles hype speech, man. Hey, you, I like that parlay you gave yesterday, man. But Bryce Harper, man, he sold his ass on that one.
Yeah,
man.
Can I make a confession? Because I didn't know this.
Well, hold on. Anthony, man, we appreciate your call. But, so you want to make a confession?
Yeah, and a confection.
I thought he said convection.
Confection. Confection. Confection.
Are you making a confession?
Who knows anymore? Confession.
Okay.
All over the place.
After this, whatever that you're going to do.
Yes, what are you doing?
It may be time for an intervention if I know what's coming. Go ahead. Tell everyone what you did.
So I ran a four-leg parlay, right?
Okay.
And so I picked the Phillies money line.
Okay.
I picked Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run.
Okay.
I hit Bryce Harper to hit a home run. And I had the runs over 3.5, right? 3.5 runs.
Phillies team total.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hit on all three. So I'm laying in the bed. It's like, 11:30?
Okay.
So I'm like, man, Bryce is not going to hit a home run.
Okay.
So I can't bet in Delaware. So I have to go to Pennsylvania.
You did not get in your car.
He did.
Yes, I did. Real.
How far is the line?
It's not that far, right?
I was going to say, you're pretty close.
So I shoot across the line, right? And I miss Bryce's at-bat. Like, he didn't have any more at-bats. So the line was closed.
That's called an addiction.
No, I'm just
wondering.
And this
is called an intervention, Mr. Douglas. Put the apps down.
You got in your car to drive?
I thought about it, but I'm like,
are you
know
not
what?
Allowed to bet in Delaware?
You're not.
Oh, okay.
Not.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're not. So I jumped in the car. And I tried to just cash out, like just, you know, cut my losses.
You thought you could pull one over on them. And they were like, wait a second, like, he's not getting another at-bat. You lost this thing, man.
I jumped in the car and I was like, damn, I waited too long.
I know some degenerate gamblers, and that is degenerate on a whole new level.
Yeah, that it is.
I was like, I mean.
Although I do 17-leg parlays on a Sunday. But I do it for fun.
No, I did it for fun, but I was like, that was $100.
I could have got $100.
I got five. You're going to be all right? I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Have you thought about the gas money you used and the time?
You know what? And to your point, I was on E, and I didn't go get gas. I had to get gas this morning, but yeah, I did that.
Yeah, how did it feel when you got to Pennsylvania and you went and looked and they didn't give you the cash out?
Oh, man. I was like, oh, man. And I just went back home. But it wasn't that bad of a drive.
Is this the first time you've done this?
It's the first time I've thought about it. It's not the first time I've thought about it. But this was the first time that I actually did it.
It might be a time for a week without the app. Just take it off the phone. Just to see how you do.
I'm betting tonight. I'm going to bet tonight. But see, there's the thing. Like, I will be in Pennsylvania for the most part while the game is going on. But I'm betting tonight. Money line. I think tonight's Bryce night. I think tonight is his night. And you know, like, I didn't see the JT one coming. I didn't see that one, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna cook up this four leg parlay.
I do have a number for you for
what's that?
Before you put your
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER. You read my mind.
Yes, I did. Wait a minute.
Just write that one down.
Wait a minute.
Dude, next time you think about hopping in the car to cash out over state lines,
how much?
Just call the number.
My $5 would have made me last night. I'd have made $100.
Yeah, but
you know how long I could bet with that? For years. I could bet with that $100.
Well, you did $2 parlay, so.
Yeah, but I was a five. I was feeling kind of froggy last night, and I was right. I was right. And I was trying to get my cut. I was trying to get what I could.
There are people out there who are concerned right now.
Oh, yeah.
There are people out there calling me idiots. Like, $5, are you serious? But I did up my bet, though, this time.
You did? I did up. Yeah. And that's why you wanted to cash out, because you didn't want to lose $5. Yeah. Anthony in Levittown is up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
What's up, Anthony? What are you feeling?
So, I'm like, listen, I've always been out on Rob Thompson, never been a Rob Thompson guy, but I've always been in on this lineup, you know? That's what gets me excited. Dodgers are backs against the wall. You know, we'd be talking about a different story here if the Dodgers' top four weren't about 9 for 50 right now. Let's not leave out the fact that Shohei is literally 1 for 14 with 7 strikeouts.
They really have done a great job on him.
Yeah, they have.
It's and I think and Anthony, I thought there was an underrated moment last night. Because they were up 6 in the 9th inning, and Topper brought Banks in to face Ohtani. Now you could say he didn't want him to hit a home run, make it 8-5. I think he wanted to keep him down. I don't think he wanted to see, like, if he leaves Taiwan,
give him a spark.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. If Taiwan's in there and he hits a home run, the Phillies probably still win. They're up 8-5 with 2 outs.
Like, it's Taiwan.
But I am with you, Ree. I don't think he wanted to let Ohtani hit one to get going. They you're right, Anthony. They've completely shut Ohtani down.
Yeah, and listen, I know that, like, all the positivity. Great job, Rob. You know. 99% of Philadelphia did not think we were winning that game after Ranger came in and gave up that first home run to Edmund. Yeah. Right? Everybody's sitting there going, here we go again. This is what we're looking at. We're going to lose this game 1-2-0. Here we are. But obviously the bats woke up because, I'll be honest, from top to bottom, we have athletes on our team. And the one thing that the Dodgers have is aging players, in my eyes, that just aren't going to be able to hold it. And I think the pressure's on them. I am just worried about Rob Thompson. And anybody can say what they want. You can be positive and optimistic about the guy. But time and time again, he has coached us out of ballgames. He has coached you out. He has trusted Craig Kimbrell way too long. Took a World Series from us on that. There's too many.
I think your timing today is
a little
kind
off, man. And you know what's funny? I knew this was going to happen.
I'm not a big Rob Thompson
supporter. You said that, but you did also said that you had to give him his props.
He's brilliant.
We got to stop doing this, man. I mean, hell, we were on the brink of elimination, and we staved off it for one more day.
And because of what he did, he saved it.
Let him have the moment, man. Damn.
You can have a moment, but you can.
Okay, well, let us have it. Thank you for the call. I mean, Jesus.
Wow.
I'm saying, like, I knew it was going to. Like, listen, this is why people say the things they say about Philadelphia. It was an elimination game. We all know that. And we all had our feelings about this yesterday. That was yesterday. Today's a new day. Tomorrow's a different day. Let it be what it is, man. Damn.
Well, in fairness to him, you did bring up the Jags after Monday night's loss.
I brought it up because anybody can win on any day.
That's true.
That was the point.
You were trying to spread positivity.
But you know what? It's funny to me because, man, that's the type of folks right there, man, that are joy stealers. You win the lottery, yeah, but you didn't win. You won $1,000, yeah, but you didn't win the $1 million lottery.
You got to pay taxes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's enough with that. I understand everybody's feeling how they're feeling. Let the people who were riding with this team, and even the ones that didn't, that were happy about the win, let them have today. You can have tomorrow if they lose, which they're not, but today is our day. Man.
First time Hughes hung up on a caller. That was wild.
I love that, Hughes.
No, it's just, it's ridiculous.
No, you're right.
You want to call in and say, I still don't like him. And, you know, ain't nobody trying to hear that today.
No.
Nobody's trying to hear that today.
Plus, Hugh gets one more game to bet on. Let him have his.
Let me cook up this part.
Let him have it.
Like, look, they lose tonight. We can come in tomorrow and we can relitigate all the things that prevented us from winning.
And that's right as a fan.
Right, Rob. The reality of Rob Thompson hasn't changed, but he had a great night.
He had a great night. So just give it to him.
Yes, and it worked out exactly. I mean, it was like a blueprint that couldn't have worked out any better.
They avoided the bullpen. They didn't need it, and then they just put him in there.
They held the Dodgers to one run, basically. I mean, I don't care the second one. Yeah. No one cared about that one. If you had told me before the game started, any combination of Nola, Ranger, one run through seven innings,
nuts.
Sign me up. Yeah. It was a great job by
should've
the manager.
Should have bet on that, Hugh.
Yeah, I should have. I was
Dodgers
it.
Team total under. That would have been a plus money bet. Yeah. So you missed that one. You put that in your parlay.
Well, I think tonight, hey, still got
Christopher
time.
Sanchez.
Hey, yeah.
And Glasnow, you know, let's hope he gets a little wild.
We have the pitching advantage tonight.
I would love it. Was it the one that happened with him here in April when he gave up five runs? Was it raining?
It was. And he
didn't handle it well.
He had mud in his cleats and he was all annoyed by it and he couldn't get.
It was the craziest I ever saw a pitcher act on the mound.
He strikes me as a baby. Great stuff, but a baby.
He looked hittable and the first time he came out.
He did.
He allowed four of eight base runners.
They can get to him tonight.
They can.
Yeah.
Now, but he also has good stuff.
I mean, he's got big time strikeout stuff. Rhea, what are we feeling? We getting this thing back for game five?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm afraid to say anything else because people attack me.
Never, Rhea. Never.
It's going to have you escorted out of here.
I know, exactly.
My goodness gracious. What a segment. Hugh hanging up on callers. We found out the Phillies are at a laundromat somewhere in Los Angeles. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. I want to get to the moment that I believe could flip the script on this entire series, something that happened last night. Your phone calls. Rhea, thank you. We will talk to you next week, and hopefully we're talking about the Phillies by that time in the NLCS. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. Feels like a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown on a tush push tonight. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.